Beverly boys lacrosse coach John Pinchon is with us, and they were 13-2 winners Tuesday night in Peabody. And John, let's begin there. Just tell us a little bit about that game tonight, which moves you guys to 11-0 on the season.
It's a great team effort. The defense played outstanding. Kevin Morency was really good in goal, and the offense executed everything we asked them in the first half. It was 12-1 at halftime, so the first half was great. The guys played really well, and then I couldn't ask for much more in terms of the execution. It was excellent.
Yeah. So you guys have had a great first half of the season here at 11-0. What were some of the big games for you guys this year that you captured wins in?
2 weeks ago, we played Winchester at home. It was a great lacrosse game. Winchester's very good. They were leading pretty much the entire game. They had a two-goal lead with about 5 minutes left, and we came back and won. Sam Abatey scored with under a minute left to win that one. And then we went into the Creators Cross Tournament, which is a April vacation tournament. We played Barnstable, beat them, and then Franklin, and then played Walpole in the championship. And again, it was a back-and-forth game. We were losing. We were losing 5-1 at one point and scored 6 goals in the fourth quarter to come back. Then Walpole tied it, and Sam Abatey scored with like 3 seconds left in the game. So that was a 4-game stretch there over April vacation, Winchester up through Walpole. That was really big for us.
Now, when you look at your team, John, are you seeing looking at the overall performance of the team? Is this where you want the team to be, or are you looking for areas of improvement?
There's always places for us to improve. Cutting down on our turnovers, getting better in some one-on-one situations, cleaning some stuff up execution-wise. But, that would be silly to say that I'm not pleased with how we've developed this year. The guys have really stepped up. We've asked more and more of them, and they keep coming back and working hard. And every day of practice is a positive experience. And there's stuff to get better at, but I am pleased with where they are.
In doing a little profile on your team, John, if you could share with us some of the names and roles of some of your key players, whether you want to start with seniors, senior leadership, or go from goal out or from, the attack back. I don't care. Either whatever might work for you.
Well, it starts with our defense, so I'll start there. Kevin Morency is a junior in goal. He's been outstanding for us. And then we have 3 senior close defensemen, Sam Trakoff, Ryan Garrity, and Jake Berry. Berry and Trakoff have started since they were sophomores. Garrity started last year, so just the combined experience between the 3 of them has been outstanding for us. John Loretti and Harrison Gallagher, long stick midfielders, who are also seniors. So to have 5 senior defensemen has been, it's really been special. I've never had that as a coach. Coach Salva, who's been coaching for a very long time, he said he's never experienced that either. So it's been a lot of fun for us to work with the 5 of them on defense. In the midfield, Jordy Rodding, who's a senior, Sam Abatey, the junior, Keegan Colbert's a senior, Kyle Chenard's a junior, Kevin Flaherty's a junior. Those guys all have a lot of experience. All of them were kind of the midfielders last year, the main guys last year in the midfield. Kevin Flaherty on faceoffs has been outstanding as well. And then at the attack, where we graduated 2 seniors last year, we had a lot of question marks about who's going to step up there. Hunter Spencer is a returning 3-year starter, so we knew what we were getting out of Hunter. He's been great. But Nick DeLuiso, who's a junior, has really stepped up for us. I think he's 2nd in the team in scoring right now. And then Jordan Rodding's younger brother, Matt, who's a sophomore, has stepped in, and he's been really good for us. So across the board, a lot of experience. Those guys have played a lot of lacrosse. They put a lot of varsity lacrosse, and it makes my job very easy.
Don't start saying that. Okay, John, tell me about, is there a story or two, in the league this year, you know, other than Beverly being undefeated, but something up that you would take notice of as a coach looking at the league?
I think there's been a lot of turnover in, like, for example, Marblehead. Brooks Terrell he's at Notre Dame this year. He was a four-year dominant player in the conference. And so he graduated, and there's just been a lot of guys who kind of moved on. So we're seeing a lot of new guys step up. And I think for the first time, you know, as coaches in the NEC, we're kind of, it's not the same faces that we've been seeing out there. So scouting and preparation-wise for each game is a little bit different. I know that Danvers had a great win the other day. They came back and beat Peabody in a close one, and Gloucester had a close game with Danvers the other day. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was like five overtimes. So there's a lot of competitive lacrosse being played, and it's by a lot of new guys and a lot of new faces.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. And now your game on Thursday, is it in Marblehead or back in Beverly?
It's at Beverly at 4:30.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's your next game. Yes. You beat them earlier, obviously, with your undefeated record, but what kind of a game are you expecting match on Thursday?
It's going to be a battle. John does a great job with those guys. They went away on a trip. He takes them to West Point. They go down there and play Wappinger Falls, which is a New York team who's excellent. And then they played a really tough out-of-conference schedule against a great Westwood team and Newton North. So they're coming in, and they're playing their best lacrosse of the season right now. They have some great players, Rich Driscoll on defense, and Manning Sears, who is, I mean, he's a man. He's bigger than I am. He's explosive as an athlete. And then on the attack, the two Chofi brothers, who are dynamic scorers. So it's going to be a good one. You know, it's every time we play them, it's a great game.
Sounds good.
So we're looking forward to it, and I know they are. It'll be fun.
Gotcha. Hold on just a second, John, and I'll wrap it up here, but that's John Pinchon, the boys lacrosse coach at Beverly High School, with us on MSO News Sports.